Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCenter.com.
Okay. Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh. Why not?
Yeah.
You want one?
No.
No. I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism until...
Stop talking about it.
Okay, and... Are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The soundtrack kindly produce a sound. Go on, don't be nervous. Go ahead. Any sound? Well, that isn't quite what I had in mind.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCentPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program, folks. Very good to be back with you. So we were supposed to have a fun episode this week. We had Jesse Neville booked on the show this week. His campaign manager reached out to Radio St. Pete about doing an interview. I responded back with a let's do it, and we had it booked, and something happened. I don't really know what happened. I guess maybe they thought I was going to be hostile to them or something, that they maybe did some research on past shows, which is not the case at all. Certainly disagree quite a bit, I'm sure, as probably they do with most sane people, frankly. But let's talk about it. I mean, we still could have talked about it. So they did in fact cancel, and when I suggested maybe rescheduling, I did not get an answer back. So I guess that was that. What I did was they had some rally that they sent an email saying that there was going to be 1,000 people down at City Hall, and myself and Zach Townsend went down there to see if I could get a moment with him there. We'll talk about that in a minute. Zach Townsend will be here. We're going to talk about it, what we saw, what we witnessed. We have some audio from the event. But first, I want to say thank you to our sponsors here. This is a completely sponsor-supported program, I should say. Thank you you do listener support this by listening to it. That's great. But monetarily, anyways, not emotionally, thank you to our sponsors, Tap House 61. TapHouse61.com, your one-stop shop for great beer, great people, and great music. I know Joe is really focusing on turning Tap House into a place to go for like a folksy type of feel, you know? He wants some folk music down there. So check out Tribal Style live at Tap House 61, August 25th. August 26th, you got Maple Sparrow, the full band, right there. And then, coming up on September 23rd, you got the HMB Radio Stand-Up Comedy Showcase with... my new mentor and soon-to-be best friend, Mr. Johnny B. from 102.5 The Bone. We got Jonas Presendu and Rachel Rowan will be opening that show up, kicking it off. So make sure you go like the Tap House 61 page. Go to the HMB Radio page and click going on that event so Joe knows that we sent you and that you're going to be coming to laugh it up. It's going to be a great show, truly. TapHouse61.com, 2061 Central Avenue. Go get a beer, man. That's where I hang out at. You might see me, and we can avoid eye contact with each other when we do. Thank you very much to Truvy Salon and Spa. Chrissy Parker down there doing hairs. doing good things, doing Botoxes. That's Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U, V's and Victor Y, Salon and Spa. She does fine work. She's up for a Best of the Bay Award for Best Hairdresser, I believe, and or something to do with the spa. I should research these things before I just start talking, but hey, that's the story of my life so far, so why stop now? She does good work, though. She's the only one who touches my hair, and if you have seen my hair in person, it's gosh darn gorgeous, frankly. It really is. When I went on a few Tinder dates this week, and they can't stop talking about my hair. The natural curls. Sorry, guess what I do to it? Pretty much just spit in it and dry it off, and this is how it looks. Sorry, gals. Sucks for you. But Chrissy can make it happen for you, too. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. Go check her out. And finally, do you have a jerky dog and you can't bring him in public because it's, you know, a loud mouth, or, you know, maybe it's just not well-behaved? Is your dog just peeing all over the place for some reason? Well, guess what? I have the answer for you. K9Holistics.com. That's K, the number 9, and then Holistics.com. Christine does fabulous work with animals. I've seen it firsthand with some of my friends' animals, and she's the real deal and does it in a kind and compassionate way. She can help you with a free consultation. So make sure you go check out her website, K9Holistics.com. She'll be more than happy to come visit with you and your animal and get your mutt where it needs to be a productive dog member of society. There you go. Make sure you follow the HMB Radio page on Facebook, HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, Twitter and Instagram. You can find me home_maid_man. Both on Instagram and Twitter. I'm getting really hammered from Johnny about my Twitter handle, but I have branding at this point. I can't just change it now. I have banners and stickers and all this stuff. Speaking of, if you would like some stickers, I have some for you. If you email me at thehomemadebroadcast, don't forget the the in front of homemadebroadcast, at radiosaintpete.com. Just send me a mailing address, and I will ship some stickers out to you for free. That's right. They're gorgeous stickers. They're about 4x4 sized, really bright and colorful. So yeah, why don't you get yourself some? Why not? Make sure you check out RadioSaintPete.com for, you know, updates around the city, some different programs on there. TampaBayPodcast.com. We got the CityHallBroadcast.net. We got so many websites going on that's really keeping you plugged in to what's going on around Tampa Bay. What else? Some Radio St. Pete on Facebook. I mean, just make sure you go follow this stuff to keep up to date. And yeah, you just, I mean, it's a good thing to do. I always forget to, what else? There's so much, you know, and you just kind of lose it. You get to a certain point where it just goes off the top of your head. And then check out hmbradio.com. Of course, there's a contact section. There's a news. You can find articles. You can find events, things that are happening. You can find, it's completely redesigned. Sign up for a mailing list. I swear I won't spam you. I send maybe one email package out a month. Other than that, I'm not doing too much with that because I know it's annoying. I am a person too, and I feel your pain. So I'm not gonna do that to you and spam you. So sign up for the mailing list. Check out homemadepodcast.com if you're interested in starting a podcast. I can help. homemadepodcast.com. Don't forget the S on the end of podcast. And check it out, man. Hit me up, bro. I helped out a lady the other day get her thing set up, and as far as I know, she's doing well with it and got it off the ground. So I can do it for you, folks. Look what I did. All right, I think that's all the promoting I have. Let's get to the show. Zach Townsend and I went down to City Hall. This was Wednesday, the 16th, I believe, of August. They had a rally down there, the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement were down there, and candidate Jesse Neville was down there speaking. And this is our experience at that event this week on the homemade broadcast here on RadioSaintPete.com. Do you remember, Zachy? You remember the rules about this?
I do. This is my daddy's home. That's all I gotta say. Daddy's here, kids. Time to listen up.
Well, welcome back, Zachy. One of my favorite people to have on the program here today.
And just one of your best friends in general, I'd say. At this point.
I wouldn't push it at this point.
I'd probably be a best man at your wedding. If we could find a woman dumb enough.
Yeah,
if we could find a thick-skulled woman to marry you.
I tell you, I put doing the Tinder and the Bumble thing. I put my picture as me in studio and John on the Johnny B show with nice headphones on and a nice microphone in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's doing much better on the Tinder machine, brother.
That's what Daddy likes to hear.
It's really like I almost kind of feel like bad about it because it's like, you know what?
It's too easy. Yeah.
Screw you. Because I'm a nice guy as it is, and I gotta be.
Well, you gotta fib to get the ladies.
Well, you don't have to fib.
Daddy likes a fibber.
I'm not fibbing. I mean, I am what I am. But I tell you,
yeah, a degenerate, a deviant pig. That's what you are.
That's true. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I definitely have some of that in me. That's for sure. But then I thought about it a little more, and I said, you know what? I don't really blame these ladies because that's only fair that they should value themselves and go after somebody who's worth a damn. I love her, dude. I have such a crush on her, man. She is a babe arena.
She's pretty. She's a babe.
We went to...
Aretha.
Zachy and I went to the Uhuru Democratic National Socialist, whatever they're... What are they called, Zach?
Jesse Neville and the Boys.
Jesse Neville and the Brother Boys. The International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement. Guys, can you shorten your freaking banner
or
motif?
Something cool so you can make it an acronym or something. You know what I mean?
So Jesse Neville was supposed to come on the show this week, and I was nervous as heck because Jesse Neville and I agree on probably zero things.
You got a stunt double, though. You got me.
I really look
like this deviant.
You really do. It's uncanny how much you look like him. He was really sweating through his shirt.
I almost dying. I'm wearing a t-shirt. Yeah. This guy was dressed like Fidel Castro's stylist.
He really was. He was in boots and
cowboy
jeans.
Boots on, these oversized jeans, and then this just awful brown shirt.
It was like a
buttoned
communist.
Up to the top.
Yeah, it was a communist. Like it had the commie pin on it. And it had, I thought it was a camo
and he was
shirt.
Sweating. I was ready for him just to pass out from heat stroke and fall down those stairs.
He looked uncomfortable a few times. He was like, oh boy, I don't know.
He
should have
just worn one of those dashikis those other people were wearing.
He should
those
have.
Things look breathable.
Yeah, that's appropriation though, and he doesn't participate in that kind of activity. But anywho, so we went. I was hoping to get some time with him because the main questions I wanted to ask him were. Part of his deal is reparations for the black community.
That's what they kept enforcing at the... We were there. We got probably... I don't know how long they were doing it before, but we were there for at least 30 minutes. And
yeah.
I heard the term reparations at least 40 times.
That's their main thing.
And we stuck out, even though the people... I'd say probably... There was, what? What did you say, like 60 people there?
No, there was probably, I would say, at least 150.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
100.
Maybe my depth perception is way off. But
yeah, their announcement that came through email said there was going to be over 1,000.
Yeah.
And it definitely was not anywhere close to that. 90% white, too, by the way.
I'd say it had to be like 90, but we stuck out like a sore thumb. We were getting cased the second we walked.
I realize that I'm wearing a Reagan shirt, and you're wearing an America Rocks shirt.
Yeah, but my shirt is a...
I don't feel like people would know like what yours is about, but
hat also says USA, but it's like a World Cup.
Right.
Hat.
Yeah, that's not necessarily anything. But Reagan.
They look at us, two backward hat white boys. We're normal looking people, so we stuck out. That's what I want to say.
All the white people there looked like 70% autistic.
It was like a communist Halloween party.
Yeah. The dude with the that came up and he had a black flag, the anti-fascist flag, wraparound sunglasses, a polo shirt.
Literally, it looked like an outdoor haunted house.
He had a tucked-in polo shirt.
These guys, it's just like, yeah, you can make your point without looking like a complete
buffoon.
Dork.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of this, what I've seen, like,
scare
videos on
tactics,
YouTube.
I guess. I don't know. The bandana over your face. That is a little bit... Yeah, it is a little bit unnerving because that's how people rob banks.
Yeah. Well, anybody when they have... Yeah, there was anti-fascist flags there, some anti-fa. There was two guys there with tattoos all over with masks over their face.
Why black people are scared of white people because I'm scared of white people at this point.
Yeah, well, they will punch you. They will not hesitate to punch you.
I thought one of us were going to get punched for sure, and I was hoping it was going
to
be you.
Yeah, I mean, it probably would have been. I tried to get some audio
with
Jesse.
I'm tall. I'm way too tall. Somebody would have to... really uppercut me.
Like, well, that was the thing, too. I was like, if we get in a fight, like somebody confronts me, like I'm just going to be like, oh, sorry, because I know you're not going to fight. I'm not going to fight either. I don't want to fight anybody.
What the heck does that mean? I would, dude, I would have laid siege.
Daddy's
Daddy's been in the gym throwing around the heavy poundage.
Oh,
okay?
My dear Lord, you did not. No, but it was very uncomfortable. We were definitely marks for sure. Like, they knew something was going on, something was off.
We weren't there to do anything.
I wasn't there to do anything. No, I just wanted to get some audio.
I have that face people don't like.
You really do.
I really do.
You have a punchable face. But all I wanted to do was talk to Jesse and ask him about the reparations thing. My questions are, if he's listening, I want to know, who gets reparations? What about people who are, like, half black or one-eighth black? Do they get money? Do they get one-eighth, one-half, the other ones get? What about Africans that come over from Africa? Do they get money?
Yeah.
Who's paying for this? Like, is it a tax?
I have some questions for Jesse, too. Like, why the heck would you dress like that, you freaking dork? You look like Fidel Castro's stepson, you nerd.
I went to college with him, actually. I kind of know him. He was in a lot of my classes at USF. He's a very smart guy.
I always
participated in class.
Smart, but I do. I honestly wonder too. Like what, how? Like that's what we were talking about too. Like who? Just a genuine talk about reparations. Who would get them? Would it be the old? Would it be like say like would it be the oldest person in the family of an African American family, or
right.
would like a 1 year old baby get them? Like how does that work?
No, I don't.
Would
and
it
that's...
be the people who suffered the most?
Well, see, I feel like
during the time
they're almost. Like, they are really
about
are
half black people.
They really are politicians because they just say what they're going to do, but they have no way to implement. Like, I want to know how this is going to be implemented. I'm genuinely curious, Jesse.
Like,
please come on the show.
That's what they were saying about, like, how Bernie Sanders was, like, imploding. He's promising all this thing, but he had no real plan.
I think at least Bernie, like, you could go to his website.
Yeah, you could. I mean, he had a plan.
I don't know if it would work, but at least he had some sort of tangible thing to look at. But, like, these people that just say, we want reparations. Okay, how? They don't answer how or what or why. It's very, very strange. And it was very interesting to see the racial demographics of people that were there. 90% white.
It was great. It was...
You were uncomfortable. I could tell you wanted to go.
I mean,
I wasn't uncomfortable.
I was only uncomfortable in the sense that I knew I was making people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I'm 6'6". I stick out anywhere I go.
Right.
And I realized this shirt was, even though it's a harmless cartoon, like it's a cartoon shirt.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing wrong
America
with that shirt.
America rocks.
But, yeah.
And everybody else's shirt awesome. There says America sucks.
Yeah.
We hate fascists. Mm-hmm. What about that guy who drove? I thought.
Oh, do you want to listen?
I thought we were going to get. I thought me and Will were going to get caught in crossfire. I thought for sure. We were on the outside with our backs to the road.
This is what I was worried about because he did have that incident in Charlottesville.
I thought we were going to get shot
with
the
Nazi who ran into
the
crowd.
Listen, I'm neutral. I don't care about anybody on
either
side of this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. I hate
but
all
I
both
know
sides.
We are going. Yeah, I hate both sides. I hate everybody.
So, so the only piece of audio that we got was a man that, I got a bunch of, they're giving their spiel or whatever.
Used car salesman just fell by.
And bombed, too.
Yeah, oh my God. He really stunk.
Let's check it out. Let's listen to the audio.
I'll never be defeated.
And the people united!
You'll never be defeated!
All right, y'all
sound ready to speak. You are the fascists! You are the fascists!
Oh, he bombed.
God.
What a loser.
That guy stunk. That guy was a real stinker.
He thought he was going to get a reaction.
Oh, my God. And everybody, half the people didn't even hear him. The guy was so nervous to shout.
He was a nervous Nelly.
He was like, the only way you could describe him is like one of those kids who's like, he like flicks like the fake middle finger in the back of the bus at a car. That's what that guy was. What a nerd.
He drove around a few times too, and was like
really hyped himself up
it.
For it. Yeah,
this
listen
is it.
To
I'm
some Josh Groban. He's like, "Come on, lift me up."
And and he was expecting them to be like, "Boo, screw you, buddy," and got nothing. Like even the hurus are just like, "What a loser!"
Yeah, even the people who looked like they would give a damn about somebody like that didn't even give.
Yeah, one guy was like, "Dude, get out of your car and say."
He's
it.
Like, "Yeah, how about you get out of your car next time and say that?"
Which what are they gonna do? I beat them up, I guess.
I punch them. I don't. The news was there though, so it's like, how much would you?
Well,
do?
See, I would have probably been more assertive if there were cops there because I don't want to get. I can't get in a fight at 32. I don't want to fight anybody. I don't want to get beaten up.
What do you mean assertive? What you really would have thrown your? What believe?
No, I would have went up probably to Jesse and said I was kind of hoping he would walk by so I could have grabbed him, but. Then there. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I am a puss. I'm definitely not gonna lie.
No, you're a huge.
Yeah. huge puss. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I don't want to get in a fight. I don't want to hit anybody. I don't want to get hit. I mean, I've done that before. I'm good. I've gotten punched in the face. I'm good. I don't want to do it again.
Guy or girl?
A guy.
I got slapped in the face not too recently. It really hurt.
Yeah.
Stung.
Yeah, yeah.
Stung.
Really did you get bad. That boost of
open,
adrenaline, though,
open
afterwards?
Hands. Yeah, I was like, I'm really turned on right now. It was by a girl. I got smacked in the face by a girl.
You ever been in a fight?
Yeah, I've been in a couple. Yeah. All on the basketball court, though. Never outside of sports.
Yeah.
It's always just been me and another guy. Blood boils over, too competitive. I'm very competitive.
You have a fiery temper, yeah.
I've never gotten in a fight outside of a basketball court. Actually, that's a lie. I did get into a fight like a couple months ago. I was on a real alcoholic-induced bender, and I got into a fight at a bar. And
when was that?
Very lasted very shortly. It was probably around March. Ish.
You were here in town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't tell any of you guys about this.
What? Tell me what happened.
My hand was all messed up. I had like glass. I had to like go to like the emergency room.
What happened?
This guy was just chirping me about. I was wearing a hat. I was wearing a Celtics hat. It was during the NBA playoffs.
Okay.
It was during the finals.
Yeah.
And he was like Cleveland and whoever. Cleveland and Golden State were in it, and he was like chirping me about my hat, and I was letting it go, and then I started getting drunk, and he kept chirping me the whole night. Just really annoying guy.
Yeah.
And I said something, and it got a big laugh, even amongst his buddies. And really mad about it, and he approached
me. Can't let that slide.
And he pushed me. It was a bar that I knew the bartenders at and stuff, too. So then he pushed me, and then me and him threw him up. We broke this thing of glass. It was like a picture thing. My hand got pushed into it, and his shoulder.
And which bar was this?
Glass. I don't feel
you don't feel comfortable to say not at liberty to say
not on there.
So it got broken up pretty quick though. It wasn't really
yeah.
A
he got kicked out
like a shoving.
He got, like I said, I knew the bartenders and stuff.
Yeah,
he got kicked out.
Huh? Yeah. So that was recently. I can't remember the last time I was in a fight. I think it was like high school. I think it was the last time.
Yeah, and you're old as dirt. So that
yeah, it's been, that's what I'm saying. Like that time in my life is long gone.
Who would win in a fight, you or Jesse Neville?
I would kill Jesse Neville.
Whoa!
Like not
you
even.
Might want to rephrase that.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess that's true. That's political violence. I would pummel Jesse Neville.
You would give reparations with your fist.
Yes, right in his dumb white face. That's another thing I wanted to ask. Are you giving reparations? Why don't you just open your wallet, buckaroo? Hand
Me?
Over some cash. Is he doing it, you think?
What does he do for a job besides this?
He's a community activist. And he probably works at, like, Payway or something, I'm sure. At the walks, like, cooking it up.
He works at Amscot during the day.
He probably does. Yes, he definitely
asks for
like
reparations
that.
At night.
Yep. He had his Amscot polo underneath
Oh my gosh, imagine the business Amscot would get if reparations ever happened. Dude, holy smokes. I am investing in Amscot if I get wind of reparations.
It's their stock's gonna go through the roof. Well, didn't the Chappelle
Dave
show?
Chappelle has.
Yeah,
that's so funny. That we just about Chappelle has the bad. I literally just started rewatching the Chappelle show. We got it all on all three seasons on DVD. The best skit ever on reparations. Just watch it. We couldn't do it justice talking about it. Just type in Dave Chappelle show reparations.
Yeah,
it is the funniest thing you'll watch all week. I guarantee.
The big part that I remember from that was he's like, sir, you kept your job as a truck driver. He's like, no, these are full of cigarettes.
Yeah, no. He goes, truck driver? Because I'm a janitor. I just bought this truck full of cigarettes. We're never going to have to buy another pack of Newports for the rest of our lives.
Honk, honk. Yeah.
I'm rich.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
Rawlings, dude, that guy's great. Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm bummed that I didn't get to speak with Jesse. That's unfortunate. So, Jesse,
you
if you're
still
listening.
Try. You should still try.
I'm definitely going to try.
Jesse, man up.
I saw his campaign
manager. Why did he back out? Was it because he got busy or because he was
so,
like, hey, listen.
Here's the deal. On last week's episode, I may have. Oh, I trashed him a little bit because he's mad at the cops. There's never been a situation where any black person does anything wrong with the cops. If they die, it's always the cops' fault. They're murderers.
Well, what were they talking about, these three girls today?
I
didn't even know about this. This is the first time I've heard about this. Then again, I don't have cable at home, so
yeah.
And I don't read a newspaper, so
it's a very sad story. These girls stole a car. They stole a car, and they don't know how to drive because they're women. No, I'm just kidding, gals. And they drove into a lake. The cops were chasing them, and they're upset because they're saying the cops murdered them. but they drove into a lake. And these aren't trained divers or anything like that. Like, they would be really be putting their lives at risk to go in this
I mean, when a car is involved, that is tricky. And that's hard. I mean, I will say. But, like, this pamphlet I'm looking at says, three black girls drowned and murdered by Pinellas County Sheriff's Department.
It seems a little rich,
that
doesn't it?
That seems a little... I don't know. That just seems like... If I looked at this and didn't know the story, it sounds like they're saying the Pinellas County, like, held these girls' head down in a bathtub.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
His. You're right. And I think a lot of people don't look up the story, so they see this, and they're like, holy crap. Because it is, like, insane if that's what happened. That is crazy. So, yeah, that's what happened. And there was so I don't know if you know, but St. Petersburg, Pinellas County in general, has a huge, huge problem with kids stealing cars. And I think it's
Oh, my God. If I ever caught a little nincompoop trying to break into my Hyundai Sonata, I'll tell you what. You're going to have to worry a little bit more about being drowned and murdered, buddy boy.
Well, the thing about
Daddy
it is...
Daddy doesn't approve.
They usually steal them because people leave their keys in the car. Like 75% of these.
Yeah, what a moron.
I almost feel like you deserve it at that point.
Yeah, you should get your car stolen.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a good thing. And they mentioned, too, at the speech today that they're charged with stealing a car when white kids are charged with joyriding. That's not true. These kids, the kids that died last week, they had over 100 arrests. The most they can keep you is 2 weeks in JDC. The Times did a great piece on it. Over 100 times, these four kids have been arrested, and they're 15 years old.
Yeah, people.
What is the problem here, folks?
People believe what they want to believe, and people
clearly there's a narrative.
There's
there.
There's two sides to every story. Clearly,
absolutely.
Except for the OJ story, he definitely did that. Can we all agree, people? OJ definitely. Did
I think
that.
At this point, even OJ is like,
OJ's like, yeah.
Well, he wrote that book. If I did it,
yeah. No, I didn't do it. But if I did it, this is how I would have done it.
I have such a crush on Akile. She's very pretty.
You should try to get her on the homemade podcast.
There is no way she would go for me. No way.
Why not?
Well, I think they were both supposed
you
to come on.
You should get cornrows and then try.
And that's appropriation. You're not allowed to do that.
That's
I think
why
they were,
I want to get cornrows.
They were both... You can't, dude.
Why?
Because it's racist. You're stealing their culture.
How is that racist?
Because, I don't know, man, but that's what they say.
I know.
That's really part of the problem is we're playing the game on these people's playing field. Like, people are really afraid of getting called a racist. That's, like, the worst thing you can call somebody. And then they're like, wait, no, I'm not. That's crazy. And then you're playing the game.
But
then,
yeah,
your
because, like, it's these people. Well, they call people who are insecure about it. And
yeah, well, there's definitely
like,
a lot of
and then they're like, oh, my God, no, I'm not. And then they're freaking out. Am I? Maybe this person's right. No, this person's a psycho.
Yeah. The
you
autism
should know
levels
that.
At all time high.
That's what me and you were realizing. Like, there's a bunch of psychos here. It's like, that's... These
unstable
guys are,
at best.
These guys are nuts. There's, you know, these guys, I got this one guy flying around a black flag. Like, these guys just look like they're out for blood. It's like, dude, I get it. Things are bad right now. Things are really bad. But we were talking about, don't let 300 white people in Virginia ruin. These guys are going to.
They're
grow
lunatics.
Up to be managers at Enterprise Run a Car. These guys aren't the ones that are running the country.
Well, that was the thing.
These are 300 people, and I guarantee you 90 of them thought it was a party. They saw the tiki torches.
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
I bet you they were asking other people, like, hey, where's the keg?
They're coming up with Hawaiian
shirts on. Oh, God, I got duped into this thing. I'm not a racist, I swear.
Well,
I just came here for the Smirnoff Ice.
That is the thing. Half of these guys of the 300 were just like there. It was a Unite the Right party was what it was. And they were supposed to just get together and talk about Western values. And, you know, and then guys started showing up with Nazi flags. And I think those guys are probably like, oh, shoot, I'm not in the right place right now. So even half of those. So you got 150 at best that were actually like Nazi, which is bad.
Yeah.
But what are you taking Snapchat vids?
I am.
Dude, you are a lunatic. Know. Grade A world champion deviant, dude. For real.
You are a pig.
It's so fun. You ever notice that sometimes the most simple insults are the best?
We've been going so hard on the simple insults lately.
Yeah.
To the point we're in a group chat with another one of our friends, and he got really uncomfortable today when me and you were just really going at it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, it's a good time for sure, just to make fun of each other. That's what dudes do, you know? You just torment each other. Say horrible, horrible things. about them and, you know, mothers and fathers and girlfriends.
Yeah, I don't have parents, so when you guys do that, it's yeah. obsolete.
That's why it's funny.
Screw.
Your parents are dead.
No, just my mom.
Oh, okay.
My dad's just a piece of work.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. That's a shame.
Yeah, anyways.
I really want to talk
about...
My dad's
actually Jesse Neville.
Yeah, Jess. I wish he would come on, though. I really do want to. I just want him to explain the reparations thing to me. I want him to explain the black control of the police. Does that mean only blacks can be cops? I don't understand. And then with the whole...
We are in a world of hurt if I... Like, I don't know. Like, if
I it's hard, like, to come up with
it's
words.
Hard. Well, no, it's like... I'm reading this guy, what his agenda is, a political agenda, and it's just like, okay, I get some things, but like, even I have a lot of black friends, and we've talked about and like, it's like you said, it's how would they, who's gonna pay for it? Who's gonna pay for it?
It must be a tax, I'm assuming, on whites that live in St. Petersburg that they're just gonna have to. I don't know how they enforce
I'm
that.
I think I'm 1/14th Cherokee, so I am not paying.
You're a piece of garbage, then.
What are you, 1/8 hog?
Yeah, I don't know. How would they implement that tax? Would it be a sales tax?
You are built like a starfish. We went over this earlier.
You're just going to regroup and reuse all these insults.
That one was a really good one, though.
That one was a good one, but again...
Don't forget to sign up for the Fart DeSoto.
Don't forget.
That's 15.
This is an audio thing, and we have no visual component, so they're not
going
to know.
Well, if you guys don't
is.
Know what Koontz looks like by now... Oh boy.
Grade A
world pervert.
Champion. I got a lot going on right now.
He is a real piece of work, folks. I'll tell you that much.
Well, you're doing something really funny on Bumble, which I think you should start an Instagram account for, which is the Bitter Bumble Boy or something along those lines.
We were talking about that, where just like you go on these dating apps and then you just just send a girl.
Weird stuff.
The absolute, not even creepy weird. Like, let me see if I can find one. Girl said,
"My favorite one. I know one off the top of my head is you." By the way, I'm disgusted with the amount of matches you have because it makes me really question women's judgment. Because you have way more than I do, and you are a real piece of work. Just.
Well, yeah, I'm not meeting any of these girls. I'm so depressed.
I understand.
In the love department, I'm in love with a woman who doesn't love me.
Oh, she loves you. Come on, you're kidding.
So I went on Bumble to be mean to people and make myself feel better. One girl said, "Hey, tell me something interesting about yourself." And I responded, "I have diarrhea." I didn't get a response out.
No response back. Shocking.
An Asian girl.
This is my
named
favorite
Ketsiri
one.
Messaged me. She said, "Hi." And I said, "Konnichiwa."
That is my favorite for sure. 100%. No response back from Siri either.
One girl said, "Hi." And I said, "My dad just tried to fist me. Now's not a good time."
No
she,
response
she
back.
She unmatched me.
She did unmatch you.
Yeah.
Oh, bummer, man. That is a shame. Very sad.
I'm going to delete this thing soon.
No, you need to make the Instagram account. They're pretty funny. I think you could have some sort of viral account with this. You went number one on Reddit today with one of your jokes.
I'm in the top 10 on Reddit.
You and Tommy Gill, two Tampa comedians, were 1 and 2 on the stand-up shot subreddit, which is a horrible subreddit.
Well, no, I made it to the main page. I'm on the main page. I'm on the homepage.
You're not, because the only way you're on the homepage is if you're subscribed to that subreddit. There are defaults. Like, news is a default. Like, so I didn't even know. I don't subscribe to that subreddit. I had no idea that you were even in there until John found
me. Because John found me on the main page.
That's because he subscribes to that Reddit, though. It categorizes... By the subreddits you subscribe to.
No, dude, I'm in the top 10.
No, you're not. Do you understand?
I swear to God. Go to the main page of Reddit. My picture is in the top 10.
Okay. I'll do it right now because I'm not signed in. So I'll go to reddit.com.
I can't wait for this nincompoop.
You stinking dork.
It's not that big of a Reddit, dude. I'm telling you.
Okay, well, go down.
So where do you think you are?
Go down. I'm in like the top.
Nope.
20.
Gaming, shower thoughts, technology. There's certain Reddits that are more popular than others. That those are the defaults.
Whatever. I didn't even know what Reddit was until last night when Tommy told me I should do this.
How the hell did you not know? That's one of the biggest sites on the
internet. I've been getting messaged by like people I went to high school with, and they're like telling me they saw my picture on it and stuff, and messaging me. They're like, they actually think this is what's gonna really break my career. Is my Facebook status turned into a meme that I wrote. The joke was, I don't know what rock bottom looks like, but I imagine it sounds like an Applebee's bartender yelling last call.
It's a pretty good joke. It's funny.
Yeah, but I don't do that in my stand-up. So I was just like, I'll throw it away, and Tommy has like a meme generator. And then he's like, yeah, you should put it on Reddit. I did that with one of mine. It got really popular, and clearly mine surpassed his by like thousands.
Tommy Gill.
Bald nincompoop.
He really is.
Tommy really just does look like a larva.
It's funny. Like we there's a new video out, by the way, too. John put out the online college university that
really
we did.
Yeah, it's really funny. You should tweet out the link on your thing.
I will. I'm going to put it on HMB
Radio
page.
It's actually really funny, guys.
I'll like
check
pin
it
to
We're
the
all
top.
In it.
Yeah. So we did the TED Talks one, where rejected TED Talks, where we kind of went back and forth with ideas for that. And my friends that I had spoken to said it was really funny, except for that weird bald guy that was just screaming the entire time.
You gotta know Tommy Gill to really get Tommy Gill.
Yeah.
You gotta realize also in that TED Talks video, he was 12 beers deep. I think at one point he's like in the couch drifting away.
Yeah.
He's like, he said something. He said, I brought 12 beers and I drank 12 beers.
He is wild hog,
Gill.
A world class
pervert.
Like, he drove. See, I worry about Tommy though, because Tommy has a habit of drinking and driving, which is not a good combo.
Which is like peanut butter and jelly.
Because while fun, I don't advocate for, because
drinking and driving is not fun.
It's a lot of fun. I don't do it.
Drinking and playing Mario Kart isn't even fun. It's not.
I think I drive better, honestly, but it's still not. You can't do it. It's just not a good thing. God forbid you kill somebody or kill yourself.
God, I would love to die.
Yeah,
I would love to facilitate my own death.
I would love for you to do that too. Just cut your head off and get it over.
We're bringing them back, aren't we?
Bringing them back. We really are for the podcast. But Tommy scares me. Tommy drove to Orlando.
Oh my God, that's the best.
He got hammered.
What should have been a 20-minute drive home turned
into
No,
he lives like northeast Hillsborough County, like pretty far away. And he drives to St. Pete for these open mics, drinks, and then drives home afterwards.
Beautiful.
Tommy is a world-class TV. Does Tommy do...
Just a first-place winner in the booth. In the booze bag department.
Tommy is really up there for worst podcast guest I've ever had. If you go back into the archives, you can find Tommy Gill. And I remember after Tommy was like, so how did I do? I was like, oh, don't worry about it.
Actually, it's so funny because me and Tommy have a very special relationship. And I remember he messaged me after that. I'll never forget. And he's like, yeah, I just bombed on Will's podcast.
Yeah, Tommy
almost bombed worse than that guy driving by screaming, you're a fascist. You're the fascist.
Yeah.
Tommy would have been better if he just yelled that the whole time on your podcast.
Tommy, well, he's like, do you have any suggestions for me? I'm like, well, talking would have been the big one to talk, because you asked him a question, he would just go, uh-huh, yeah. So, Tommy, you were in India, I heard. You went overseas? Yes,
yep,
I was.
Yep. I did. I went to India.
Can you elaborate on that at all, Tommy? And yep. He would just... But we love Tommy, though. Tommy Gill,
but I will. The only thing I will say about Tommy Gill is he's probably the only person who has a worse sense of fashion than Jesse Neville.
He showed up at that freaking Butch and Dame cross-dressing comedy show looking like a true nightmare. He had on just...
It was truly hell on earth,
It
folks.
Really was. He had a choir robe on.
He had
robe
women's
on.
Underwear on. Oh,
yeah,
God.
He did the whole
his
thing. He spread
butt
his butt.
Was horrific.
He spread his butt on
his
stage.
His butt was what nightmares are made of.
It was...
It truly was, like his butt looked like, you know, when you put a marshmallow in the microwave,
a peep, those peeps things. Oh my God. Who would you rather see nude? Jesse Neville or Tommy Gill?
Probably Jesse Neville, just so he has to take off that ridiculous getup he was wearing.
Sweating.
His
through.
Awful. He's just naked wearing his cowboy boots.
He just came from...
Why is he wearing cowboy boots and he's speaking about reparations? Cowboys are some of the most racist people. You ever seen that movie with Clint Eastwood?
Cowboys are known racists?
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
Yeah, since when?
When you ever seen a black cowboy? Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen a black cowboy.
Where?
Exactly. What's that movie, the Mel Brooks movie? Blazing Saddles. There's a black cowboy in it.
There's not. That guy was just terrible.
There are a few. Hootie and the Blowfish is a cowboy now.
He's a country singer. There's a difference between a cowboy and a country singer.
Well, they both wear the same clothes, and, you know, it's the same thing, pretty much. Pretty much grade A.
And it's not Hootie and the Blowfish. It's just Hootie.
I think
his
he likes Darius.
Darius Rucker.
Kevin O'Brien really likes Darius Rucker.
Oh, Kevin O'Brien's another deviant. Grade A perv, I swear. I ever see that kid.
He truly is. Yeah, he's a monster for sure. Do you have any stand-up dates coming up, Zach Townsend?
Yeah, you're putting me on that show in October, right? No, I got like that turn. I don't know. I haven't gotten a date for that tournament, but I'm still alive in the Side Splitters comedy tournament. You guys should
what
check that out.
What is the prize if you win?
$500 cash.
Boy, that's going straight up your nose, isn't it?
Absolutely not. I am actually sober.
You're not sober. You drank a little bit last night.
No, I had one beer.
You had one beer. You had two beers.
I had one beer.
No, because you had...
I had the Bud Light bottle.
Yeah,
at
you
Del Mar.
Had... And that was it?
The water at...
Didn't you do a shot at Ruby's?
Nope.
You didn't do that shot?
Did not.
I think you're lying.
You can think all you want, Will Koontz.
What did they do with that shot?
I don't know what they did with that shot, but it wasn't for me.
Well, I'm proud of you. You say you're sober. Does that mean you're just done drinking now? You're not going to drink
I mean,
anymore?
I'm going to have like a beer every once, like one beer. Like I tell myself, like if I, you know, I'm going to try to, I'm not drinking liquor. I turn into a bad person when liquor's involved.
Yeah.
No drugs, no cigarettes, no nothing.
Good for you. So is this like a period of time, or is this going
to
be...
No, it's how I want to live my life, because, you know, I don't want to be... I don't want to... I was talking to one of my friends the other day. I don't, you know, he's actually doing the same thing. My best friend, Jordan, from North Carolina, he's actually really worried. He was really worried about it. I was on like a two-month bender.
Well, I was worried about you, too.
I was getting really bad, so yeah. I did need this life change, and it needed to be abrupt, and I needed to halt everything that was happening.
Well, that's good.
I lost the love of my life.
I applaud your steadfastness.
I do
and your...
miss my girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think she'll be back.
I don't know. I hope so.
She tends to come back.
But anyways, so yeah, I mean, I just realized, you know, I don't want to be 38 years old making $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
So it's like...
$30,000 isn't that bad,
that,
man.
But that's how bad of a position we're in right now where we think $30,000 is
know.
Good.
That's terrible. Yeah. That's really the sad thing.
That's honestly, like, if you... That's not even enough for reparations.
It's
that's
not. Yeah, I don't have any money.
But,
Well, friggin' Neville's got the Amscot dough rolling in.
He's got Amscot dough.
He's a manager. He's probably up there in the high 30s, low 40s.
Gosh. Jesse Neville looks like he is a valet at a Popeyes.
Assistant manager at an assisted living facility.
Louisiana Fest! Popeyes or KFC?
My God.
I've gotten into this debate.
Popeyes, for
absolutely
sure.
Not. KFC
what?
All the way.
Dude, KFC...
KFC has probably the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had in my life.
But you have to understand that you are a world-class... No, Popeye. Actually, I like Church's even better. Church's.
I've never had
one.
Church's. I just know Rio Paris's bit about it.
Yeah, it's always fun. A little intimidating to go in there. They're in neighborhoods that aren't on this side of town. Like you would
what do you
catch.
Mean? What do
you might
mean by
catch
that?
Jesse Neville in one of these places. like saying, I want to give you money. He's buying everybody church's chicken. I'm going to be in there that day. I'm going to be like, Jesse, let me get that extra biscuit, dog. Extra butter sauce, extra honey.
Why did you go into that character when you did that?
I don't know. That's just what's in my heart.
Yeah, it's what's in your blood. Racism.
Well, who isn't racist these days? And on that note, we'll go ahead and depart this thing. Oh, let me get the music up. Zach, what's your social media?
You know what song you have to put up is the one we thought about, or the one we said.
Which one's that?
Whoa! Yeah!
We can
what
do that.
Is it? That's got to be the exit. My social media, everything is at Smack Townsend, SmackTownsend.
Very good. You can follow me at home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram. Follow Jesse Neville at Real Jesse Neville. I'm going to be tweeting at him all week to get him to come on this show because I want to talk to him. Can you explain the reparations thing to me?
And can you explain your shirt, Neville? Why? You're not Fidel Castro.
Yeah, he is. He's the modern.
You were sweating through your shirt. You looked like a nincompoop. Next time, wear black if you're going to be outside. I know that, Jesse.
Yeah.
And I don't even make 30 grand a year, buddy.
You don't have that Amscot dough rolling in, Jess. Come on, tell me about how the heck you're going to do this reparations thing. Tell me how the heck what black community control of the police means. Does that mean only blacks can be cops? I don't understand. Chief Holloway is a black guy. Isn't that not community control? Oh, I guess it's not community control, though. But what the hell does that mean?
Want community policing?
It's a whole quagmire of
ideas. So what, a homeless guy could tell me what to do?
Yeah, I guess.
Holy as long after as he's done pooping outside the Chase Bank bushes, yeah, that's the guy I want in charge of my police.
Radio St. Pete on Facebook, HMB Radio on Facebook. Check out the brand new HMBRadio.com. I redesigned it. It looks cool, man. It looks really cool. So check it out. I'll talk to you. But Zach, thanks for coming in again, man. You're one of my favorite people to talk to, even though you really are a world-class buffoon deviant.
You are an uneducated swine. You know that?
HIB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Will Koontz. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Listen to me.